This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
You should know that, yeah. Might just let you hold that. Might just let you hold that. Yeah, that's fire. And then we gonna go something like,
I got no cap. Get the message, I'm the present. You should know that. Take no L's, but I might just make you hold that. Made it up, a promise I would never go back. You should know that.
Yeah. Winning is my nature. Finding my behavior. Said I wouldn't make it. Now they say congratulations. Winning is my nature. Finding my behavior. Said I wouldn't make it. Now they say congratulations.
I got no cap. Get the message. I'm the president. You should know that. Take no L's, but I might just make you hold that. Made it up, a promise I would never.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today's Friday, February the 7th. Of 2025, day 38th. See, I want to say 300. Day 38th of the year, and only 327 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA.
Yeah, always hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, no doubt about that, as we are doing our thingo. So anyways, how has the last 24 been for you? Because, you know, I always feel, as of late, that we, on the next day, the next time we see each other, we're going to have a bigger adventure going on. That's the way that it seems. So there you go. So a couple things, let's talk real quick, because, you know, I want to make sure that we are sharing the light in regards to stuff going on, some changes coming our way in regards to some of the radio stuff that we're doing. Just so you know, so if you are a big hanger-outer with the stuff on Radio Big, well, I got some stuff coming that way that's going to be changing up, and we'll talk about that. Also, we're probably going to be changing some things on here on Safety FM. Just so you know, and we'll talk about some of that too, but kind of want you to get the general feel that some things will be changing. Also, I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this one, but we're already here, so let's just do it anyways. A lot of people reaching out to see if there is a upcoming conference. I will tell you, you might be onto something in regards to that. So I'm going to tell you here, should I start talking about this? I'll be in an event that we'll be broadcasting from here. We're in February, so in May, we're going to end of April, beginning of May, we're going to be broadcasting directly at the Energy Safety Canada Conference in Banff. It's the third year that we're going to be out there hanging out. Really love what the people are doing out there. So we'll be able to do some stuff together if you want to come in, hang out and interact and all that kind of fun stuff. So let's talk real quick. This show right here consists of safety in the news. By the way, if you want to hear some more stuff about Energy Safety Canada, go to energysafetycanada.com. Just in case for you know what's exactly going on. Shouldn't just leave you there hanging. But anyways, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. But it's Friday. So what does that mean? On Friday, we get to, play catch up on everything that we didn't catch up on today. So that's going to be the fun part. So a little bit more news story-ish today, just so you know. So we'll talk about some of that stuff. If you want to interact with the show, not a problem. Callinradio.com is where that magic trick occurs. Callinradio.com. Once you get there, audio, video, and text messaging, some options and some things to do. So that way you know exactly what is going on, Zoe. So with that being said, why don't we start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnights?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, any updates on recovery efforts following the LA wildfires? We'll talk about that. Also, Marcus Jordan speaks out and Ben Affleck is planning another move. So we'll talk about that. Also, more drama with Carla Sophia Gascon. Old tweets and details about that in the casting calls, and also another nickname for the Duchess, difficult in the Royale. So we'll talk about some of that stuff because people care for some reason. People care about what's going on there. So with that being said, why don't we do this? I have some people hanging out here from Feature Story News. They want to talk. They want to tell you what's going on because, you know, that's kind of part of their gig. So let's have them come in, talk about the news, because what else would we be doing besides if we weren't talking about the news? Who knows?
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court. It follows the ICC's decision to issue an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over alleged war crimes in Gaza. Donald Trump's White House is accusing the body of illegitimate and baseless actions and creating a shameful moral equivalency between Hamas and Israel. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan spoke about the prospect of sanctions last month.
Humanity and science can take us to the stars, but we can also destroy ourselves. And so there's a fundamental choice. Are we trying to be constrained by something? And I think in terms of the best of the United States, I hope common sense and principle prevails.
China says it will protect its own interests in the face of US bullying, signaling a change in tone following the Trump administration's imposition of a new 10% tariff on Chinese goods. China's Commerce Ministry says the new tariffs will exacerbate global trade tensions. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
In the first sign that Beijing is toughening its tone, the Chinese Ministry of Commerce spokeswoman He Yongqian told reporters that in the face of one-sided acts of bullying, China will definitely take necessary measures to firmly protect its own rights and interests. Previously, Beijing had emphasized a willingness to talk. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed a new 10% tariff on Chinese goods in retaliation for China's role in allowing the drug fentanyl into America. Beijing says its role in the fentanyl trade is a pretext to impose the tariffs. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Opposition parties in India are holding nationwide protests against the inhumane treatment of illegal migrants on a repatriation flight from the United States. New Delhi had denied that the deportees sent back for trying to illegally cross the US border were mistreated. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
Criticism continues to mount over the government's defense of Indian deportees being shackled on their return from the US on a military plane, with the opposition calling their treatment inhuman. The opposition has also urged New Delhi to take the issue up with the Trump administration urgently. But New Delhi has downplayed the incident, saying US procedures allow for the use of restraints. It's also claiming that women and children were not restrained and that all deportees were allowed to remove shackles if needed. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
There have been several more earthquakes around the Greek island of Santorini. Night patrols have been taking place on the island over fears of looting because thousands of people have evacuated. Experts say it's not clear when ongoing seismic activity around the island might end, but authorities are preparing in case of a major quake. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, more reaction to President Trump's stunning proposal to have the United States take over Gaza, force its 2 million Palestinian residents to leave the territory so the Americans can oversee the construction of what the president described as the Riviera of the Middle East on the Strip's Mediterranean coastline. Yesterday, we heard Saudi Arabia's immediate rejection of the president's proposal. Today, the view from Israel, where Seth Frentzman is senior correspondent and analyst at the Jerusalem Post.
There's some shock, but I think when it comes to Trump being unpredictable, it's shown in the past that his willingness to kind of throw away the rule book and be unpredictable sometimes does get him the deals that he wants, because what he does is he lays out a very big demand, and then he gets about half of it or a third of it. But from his perspective, that's kind of what he wanted anyway. So I think in terms of Gaza, he's trying to show that he's willing to be very flexible. And he's also threatening to do something totally different, which I think he probably thinks will bring some of the countries to the table that he'd like to have them step up and do more.
On Thursday, President Trump slightly reworked his proposal, insisting no American troops would be deployed to Gaza. The United States, he said, would work through regional partners, but he still foresees planting the Stars and Stripes there and turning Gaza into part of the United States, a proposal now roundly rejected outside America and Israel.
To recap the top stories, President Trump signed an executive order imposing sanctions on the ICC. China says it will protect its own interests in the face of US bullying after the Trump administration's imposition of a new 10% tariff on Chinese goods. Opposition parties in India are holding protests against the inhumane treatment of illegal migrants on a repatriation flight from the US, and there have been several more earthquakes around the island of Santorini. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladder.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns
changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
You are listening to a radio god. What?
This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Oh, yeah, you know how it is. Rated R Safety Show, 17 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Friday. So let's start talking about some things that are happening inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do around here. With the Los Angeles wildfires fully contained, we're getting a picture of what rebuilding Pacific Palisades will look like. The LA County Public Director says the fires created 4.5 million tons of waste to be removed and cleared by Companion. In a typical year, LA County typically handles about 11 million tons, just in case. Electricity provider Southern California Edison says that one of the equipment malfunctions may have caused the Hearst Fire, one of the three major blazes that spread last month, torching about 800 acres. Insurance company Allstate estimates it will pay out $1.1 billion in claims connected to the fires, even after internationally scaling back the property insurance offerings in the area in recent years. Total payouts of the industry wide have been forecasted for around $40 billion. So it's definitely going to be some interesting times overall, when you start taking a look at the rebuilding process, the cleanup and containment process, and when you start looking at, you know, the whole process of getting the things rebuilt, and then what is insurance going to look like? Now, keep in mind of this. If you've ever had a house built, you will know the process that it takes to get stuff done. And that's kind of with a normal ray of things going on. So now imagine that you have multiple house being built at the same time and you have inspectors that are trying to go out and get everything done. It's going to be a, you know, it's going to be some hard times. Let's not lie here about what exactly is going on. So let's just talk about that. Okay, so in some other news, Space Race, private space company Vast, announced on Thursday that it plans to deploy a space station to orbit by May of 2026. The orbit capsule called Haven One would be the first privately funded space station. This is according to Vast. So there you go. Also, Sabrina Carpenter fans are anxiously awaiting the days that she the day she tries McDonald's for the first time. After admitting that she had never had eaten the Golden Arches, Carpenter said that she not going to indulge until she meets a specific goal. It's like when you win the Super Bowl, like where are you going? I'm going to Disney World. Well, I'm going to McDonald's, she quipped. While Carpenter never shared what the goal is, fans think that perhaps it's her two recent Grammy wins could be the reason enough to chow down on McChicken and some fries. Why would you want to do that to yourself? I'm just asking the question. Like, is really McDonald's the place where you go, oh yeah, I'm a winner, I won, I need to go to McDonald's? I mean, I don't know. Maybe the Ronald McDonald House that helps the people out. I can understand that one. But the Golden Arches is not my favorite place. I mean, I'm glad people love it, but I've read so much stuff about the place that I kind of go, well, I don't think it's for me. But that's just, I mean, but I will tell you, back in college days, I used to chow down on that stuff. Like it was going out of style because, you know, you could afford back in, you know, the college days. It's kind of the way that it goes sometimes. Anyways, let's continue talking. Ye says in his forthcoming album, Bully, got its name after his 9-year-old son, Saint, kicked a weak kid at school. Yeah, I did say weak. My son was playing with some kid, and then he kicked him. Ye shared on a recent episode of The Download when he was asked why he kicked him. Saint replied, because he's weak. To which Ye said, that man really is a bully right here. No word on exact details of the interaction or how mom Kim Kardashian feels about it. Kind of weird. Yeah. Kind of weird. I'm going to name an album after my kid kicking someone. Kind of a strange thing, I think, for sure.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, we're always trying to be something around here. Let's not lie. Let's not lie about that. So there you go. Okay, what else do we have going on? Back to the Future won't ever get a fourth installment if co-writer Bob Gill has anything to say about it. People always say, when are you guys going to do Back to the Future 4? And I'm like, F you. Yeah, he told People Magazine. You can quote me on that. Last year, the director, Robert Zemeckis, said Universal Studios discussed making another installment, but he doesn't see one happening. Meanwhile, the Back to the Future, the musical, ended in Broadway's run last month and is heading overseas later this year. This is according to People Magazine. What do you think of the Back to the Future movies? Do you like them? Like, is it one of those things that you sit around and go, man, I really need a fourth installment? I mean, one and two, I mean, I will tell you, the first time I saw one, I was kind of confused, but I was a kid. And then I saw one and two again, and I was like, okay, yeah, good. I don't really care for three. That's just me. Just the whole Western thing, not my forte. But hey, I mean, they're entertaining movies, if anything. So there you go. Makes you think. So let's continue talking. Lisa Vanderpump says that she will return to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when pigs fly. Despite Andy Cohen and other housewives floating the idea, Vanderpump recently told TMZ, oh, there's a pig flying to the moon. There's more chance of that. Meanwhile, Vanderpump is gearing up for season 12 of Vanderpump Rules, which will debut with a whole new cast of servers, according to TMZ. Is this important? I don't know. Maybe it is to some. not anything that I've ever watched. I'll put it to you that way. What else do we have going on? Well, while the chattering class debates the merits of Elon Musk's efforts to reform the government, an earning report from X shows that he's doing something right at the revamped social media platform. If you may recall, one of Musk's first initiatives after buying the site was to drastically trim the headcount, despite a few, kind of shaky weeks around there. The system continued to run well. Even while half of the revenue as it did under the Twitter brand, X is boasting twice the profit. So I guess you had to look at that to some extent. Using the accounting metrics of EBITDA, or the earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which measures the firm's profitability and ability to generate cash flow, X booked $1.25 billion in earnings on a $2.7 billion total revenue. In 2021, Twitter banked a relatively modest $682 million on a $5 billion in revenue. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, I'm going to say something here, and you have to kind of understand this. And I know a lot of people are looking at this whole thing with Elon Musk as of late, and it's neither here nor there in regards to what we're talking about. I don't understand how his efficiency group works in regards to what they're looking at. And yes, he has been successful in some different platforms and things. Does it translate to everything? I don't know. And that's kind of some of the questions that people have. Where does it translate to? Because just because you're really good at doing something with major media networks does not mean that you will be proficient in doing it and moving into other realms. But then again, that's how you test the market. But hey, when you're testing the government market, that is something way different than what most people get to do.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's continue talking. Customs officials say that they've intercepted a shipment of 37 live beetles on a cargo flight from Japan, hidden among various snacks, chocolates, and chips bags. Individual beetles are harmless, but they can wreak havoc as invasive species when not properly monitored. A proper shipment of beetles would require inspection fees, paperwork handled by the Department of Agriculture. The complicated process to import exotic bugs has created an illicit black market for them. So far, no word on who shipped the bugs or where they were intended to go, of course. In the meantime, contraband of the creepy crawlers will be donated to the Los Angeles zoos, according to CBS Los Angeles. So it is illegal to bring them in. There is a process to go through. And because there was none of this done, you get to put them inside of the zoo? Is that what we're saying? I'm just trying to figure it out. I mean, because that's what it sounded like to me. So no process in place. Things were not monitored. So you get to put them in the zoo. Okay. I just wanted to make sure because I wasn't sure. Okay, let's continue talking. With exactly a year until the Winter Olympics begin, officials are scrambling to figure out Plan B if the track at the San Siro Stadium in Cortina, Italy, isn't finished in time. The century-old sliding center is being completed and rebuilt for the 2026 Winter Games, but the timeline is so tight that their International Olympic Committee is looking for an alternative venue for the bobsled and skeleton events, including Lake Placid, New York. Hold on. So you're having an event in Italy, but your secondary aspect is to go to New York? I guess that's one hell of a deal.
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, an official test event on the track isn't scheduled to take place until October, but the IOC has a set deadline where they're saying that that next month for the pre-certification, so there you go, of the track. So we'll have to see what exactly goes on there. Okay, so let's talk real quick. Music producer Irv Gotti has died. He passed away on Wednesday. No cause of death was shared, but he had suffered a minor stroke last year as a result of diabetes. Gotti co-founded Murder, Inc., which helped launch the careers of rappers Ja Rule and Ashanti. He was 54 at the time of his passing. Also, Chicago Bears owner Virginia Hollis McCashey has died. She passed away on Thursday, according to a statement from the family. Virginia took over ownership of the NFC team after her father's passing in October of 1983. You ready for this? She was 102 at the time of her passing. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there, for sure. Okay, actor Elijah Wood is married. The Lord of the Rings star tied the knot with his longtime partner, according to the marriage license they filed in Los Angeles. The doc is a confidential license, however, so no words on when the nuptials went down. Previously, it was reported the pair got married in Sweden on New Year's Eve. Now it seems like they made things official locally. So there you go. Okay, let's get swampy, because that's what we need to know. Federal employees have the weekend to consider the Trump's administration offer to take an early buyout, allowing them 8 months of pay for not having to do any work. In most cases, the judge has pushed a deadline from midnight last night to Monday to leave time to hear legal challenges to the offer. Democratic opponents say that the offer is unfunded and the government can't guarantee all staff will get paid. So there you go. Meanwhile, so far, about 60,000 employees have agreed to buyouts. Did you know that President Bill Clinton axed 273,000 positions in the federal government? So there's something to think about that. Once the legal clarity of the buyouts and the Trump administration plans to issue massive layoffs orders for thousands of bureaucrats, starting with the Department of Health and Human Services. The NCAA announced that it is changing its policy to prevent biological males from competing in women's sports, aligning with the executive order from President Trump that was signed this week. So I'm sure we're going to get to hear some more about that as we are talking. Also, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow lost about 125 points to close at 44,774. On Thursday, the S&P increased by 22 points and the Nasdaq gained 99 points to close at 19,791. West Texas Intermediate closed at $70 a barrel on Thursday, and Brent crude was at $74 a barrel. The national average of a gallon of gas was $74 on Thursday, and Bitcoin was mostly flat, trading just around 96,500 on Thursday evening. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $94 million jackpot or a $42.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, go ahead and do so, because Saturday's Powerball drawing will be for a $133 million jackpot or a $60.3 million cash payout. So a lot of stuff going on there as we are talking, no doubt about that. So there you go. We are almost at the 32-minute mark, which means we would normally be doing our main story right now, but it is Freeform Friday, so you know it's news center.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order imposing sanctions on the International Criminal Court. It follows the ICC's decision to issue an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over alleged war crimes in Gaza. Donald Trump's White House is accusing the body of illegitimate and baseless actions and creating a shameful moral equivalency between Hamas and Israel. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan spoke about the prospect of sanctions last month.
Humanity and science can take us to the stars, but we can also destroy ourselves. And so there's a fundamental choice. Are we trying to be constrained by something? And I think in terms of the best of the United States, I hope common sense and principle prevails.
China says it will protect its own interests in the face of US bullying, signaling a change in tone following the Trump administration's imposition of a new 10% tariff on Chinese goods. China's Commerce Ministry says the new tariffs will exacerbate global trade tensions. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
In the first sign that Beijing is toughening its tone, the Chinese Ministry of Commerce spokeswoman He Yongqian told reporters that in the face of one-sided acts of bullying, China will definitely take necessary measures to firmly protect its own rights and interests. Previously, Beijing had emphasized a willingness to talk. U.S. President Donald Trump imposed a new 10% tariff on Chinese goods in retaliation for China's role in allowing the drug fentanyl into America. Beijing says its role in the fentanyl trade is a pretext to impose the tariffs. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Opposition parties in India are holding nationwide protests against the inhumane treatment of illegal migrants on a repatriation flight from the United States. New Delhi had denied that the deportees sent back for trying to illegally cross the US border were mistreated. Neha Punia reports from New Delhi.
Criticism continues to mount over the government's defense of Indian deportees being shackled on their return from the US on a military plane, with the opposition calling their treatment inhuman. The opposition has also urged New Delhi to take the issue up with the Trump administration urgently. But New Delhi has downplayed the incident, saying U.S. procedures allow for the use of restraints. It's also claiming that women and children were not restrained and that all deportees were allowed to remove shackles if needed. Neha Punia, New Delhi.
There have been several more earthquakes around the Greek island of Santorini. Night patrols have been taking place on the island over fears of looting because thousands of people have evacuated. Experts say it's not clear when ongoing seismic activity around the island might end, but authorities are preparing in case of a major quake. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, more reaction to President Trump's stunning proposal to have the United States take over Gaza, force its 2 million Palestinian residents to leave the territory so the Americans can oversee the construction of what the president described as the Riviera of the Middle East on the Strip's Mediterranean coastline. Yesterday, we heard Saudi Arabia's immediate rejection of the president's proposal. Today, the view from Israel, where Seth Frentzman is senior correspondent and analyst at the Jerusalem Post.
There's some shock, but I think when it comes to Trump being unpredictable, it's shown in the past that his willingness to kind of throw away the rule book and be unpredictable sometimes does get him the deals that he wants, because what he does is he lays out a very big demand, and then he gets about half of it or a third of it. But from his perspective, that's kind of what he wanted anyway. So I think in terms of Gaza, he's trying to show that he's willing to be very flexible. And he's also threatening to do something totally different, which I think he probably thinks will bring some of the countries to the table that he'd like to have them step up and do more.
On Thursday, President Trump slightly reworked his proposal, insisting no American troops would be deployed to Gaza. The United States, he said, would work through regional partners. But he still foresees planting the stars and stripes there and turning Gaza into part of the United States, a proposal now roundly rejected outside America and Israel.
To recap the top stories, President Trump signed an executive order imposing sanctions on the ICC. China says it will protect its own interests in the face of US bullying after the Trump administration's imposition of a new 10% tariff on Chinese goods. Opposition parties in India are holding protests against the inhumane treatment of illegal migrants on a repatriation flight from the US, and there have been several more earthquakes around the island of Santorini. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners.
only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
This is safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick.
A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it.
Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free at LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
Then we're going to go something like,
I got no cap. Get
the message, I'm the present, you should know that. Take no L's, but I might just make you hold that. Made it up, I promise I would never go back. You should know that.
Yeah. Winning is my nature, grinding my behavior. Said I wouldn't make it, now they say congratulations. Winning is my nature, grinding my behavior. Said I wouldn't make it, now they say congratulations.
I got no cap, get the message, I'm the president. You should know that. Take no L's, but I might just make you hold that.
Okay, here we are. 43 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that's what we do. This song right here is called You Should Know by Evan Ford. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. You might want to give it a little downloady Odie action, no doubt about that, as we are talking.
Congratulations, I got no cap.
So always a fun time as we get to do La Musica around here. We would like to thank Evan Ford for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Anyways, let's continue talking about some things that are going on inside of the world. And if anything, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com, To Write Love on Her Arms. That will get you moving and grooving, no doubt there whatsoever. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are talking on this lovely day. Anyway, some other stuff to talk about because, hey, it is Friday, so you know that some people are trying to find out what the hell is going on in the movie theater. So let's talk about that. Becoming Led Zeppelin comes out today. It's a PG-13 movie. It's a documentary. Performances and never-before-seen footage of private insight into the origins of Led Zeppelin and their meteoric rise to the musical stardom. It has Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and John Paul Jones in it, just in case if you're looking. Also, Hard Eyes. It's a rated R horror mystery. For the past several years, the Heart Eyes Killers has wreaked havoc on Valentine's Day by stalking and murdering romantic couples. The Valentine's Day No Couple Is Safe is what it's about, so there you go. Jordana Brewster, Olivia Holt. It comes out today. Also, Love Hurts, rated R action comedy. A realtor is pulled back into the life that he left behind after his former partner in crime resurfaces with an ominous message, with his crime lord brother also on his trail. He must confront the history that he never fully buried. So that comes out today. So there you go. That's what's happening inside of the movie theater. Let's talk about some other news going on. Are you ready for the in crowd? According to a new survey, youth culture website, puberty. A whopping 70% of viewers' broadcast channels watch TV with subtitles turned on. It should seem that whether or not that you catch every word in the dialogue or a substitute for having to sound turned up or closed captioning, it must have on for many. Many commentators agree that with some saying that they can't properly hear without the subtitles on. Another pointed out that how learning English. On the other hand, you cannot stand words endlessly flashing across the screen. One non-fan wrote, "I hate subtitles with a burning passion." Another looks at captions and says, "I wanted to read it. If I wanted to read, I'd read a book, not watch TV." I don't know about you, but turning off the subtitles is like playing TV on hard mode. And one thing for sure, if movie subtitles were never invented, I'd eat a lot fewer chips. So there you go. So here's what I'll tell you. I watch TV with subtitles. And people go, why? Why is that the case? Well, the reason behind it is I have small children. And, you know, if you've ever tried to watch TV with small kids, it's like, hey, during the most important part of whatever the hell is about to go on, guess what they're going to want to do? They're going to want to talk. It just happens. So I figured why not alleviate the pain and go ahead and just turn the things on before we get too far into it. Easier way. At least in my perspective. Okay, with that being said, we are close enough to government work. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that anymore. We're close enough to go ahead and bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what the hell's going on with the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Tim. Jim Rohn said, success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person you become. I love that. I think we've had a couple Jim Rohn quotes lately. Do you attract success? Sometimes I think I attract odd things. I've had many bizarre people come into my life. Now that's okay. I really like interesting people. I'm not sure why I attract them like I do, but I think it's because I'm a little odd myself. I kind of have to be. I do stand-up comedy. That requires a little bit of weirdness. Either way, I'll keep doing what I'm doing because I like the interesting people I meet. What are you doing to attract the things you want in your life?
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Faced with the choice of pleasing God or others, we must be obedient to God. It may be hard, even painful at times, but it is the only hope for our salvation and the salvation of those we love. If Christ and His kingdom are not worthy of our absolute allegiance, our uncompromising obedience, how can we expect others to choose Him? Commitment, not compromise, is what brings those we love to God. Jesus said, well-meaning family members can be your worst enemies. If you prefer father or mother over me, you don't deserve me. That's Matthew chapter 10. Lord Jesus, deliver us from our obsession to please people rather than you. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Raising Our Safety Show.
In Sweden, authorities are still investigating after approximately 10 individuals have been killed in a shooting at an adult education center. Liam White reports.
This incident is considered one of the country's most severe mass shootings to date. Police are currently investigating the motive behind the attack and have detained a suspect. The nation is grappling with the shock of this tragedy as officials call for unity and support for the victims' families.
Hamas officials have initiated discussions with international mediators concerning the second phase of the Gaza ceasefire.
The initial phase, which began in January, included humanitarian aid and a prisoner exchange, but left key issues unresolved. These ongoing talks aim to address an extended truce and governance matters. The situation remains delicate as both parties navigate complex negotiations to maintain peace in the region. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The United Nations nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi is scheduled to visit Moscow to discuss concerns over Ukraine's nuclear plant safety amid ongoing conflicts. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
Recent Russian attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure have heightened fears of potential nuclear incidents. Grossi emphasizes the critical need to ensure the security of nuclear facilities to prevent catastrophic events. The international community closely monitors these developments, urging all parties to exercise caution.
This is the latest news headlines.
Maryland officials have unveiled designs for a new cable-stayed bridge to replace Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed last year after being struck by a container ship, resulting in six fatalities.
The proposed bridge, estimated to cost over $1.7 billion and expected to be completed by 2028, will feature two towers with radiating cables and advanced pier protection technology. This project aims to enhance Baltimore's infrastructure and support economic growth in the region. Kyle Norris reporting.
President Donald Trump is
exploring the option of sending incarcerated U.S. criminals to other countries as part of his policy proposals.
This consideration has sparked discussions about the legal and ethical implications of such a move. Critics express concerns over potential human rights issues, while supporters argue it could alleviate domestic prison overcrowding. The proposal is in its early stages, and further details are awaited. Kevin Sanders reporting.
The first military flight to transport migrants to Guantanamo Bay is set to depart, marking a significant development in U.S. immigration policy, Jim Kender reports.
This move aims to manage the influx of migrants more effective, but has drawn criticism from human rights organizations. They raise concerns about the conditions and legal processes that will be available to the migrants upon arrival. The government asserts that this measure is necessary for national security and efficient processing.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Oh, you know how it is. Self-implosion is not out of the realm of possibilities around here as we are talking. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this day, because that seems to be something important to talk about. Back in 1984, the first astronaut flies untethered in space. Captain Bruce McCandless maneuvers freely outside the Challenger shuttle. He controlled a rocket pack that he designed himself. He safely re-entered the shuttle about 90 minutes later. Yeah, I would imagine that would have to be some intense times. That's no doubt about that. Anyways, B. Miller turns 26 today. Jake Goldberg, 29. Brooks Nader, 29 as well. Isaiah Thomas turns 36. Not that Isaiah Thomas, just in case. Matthew Stafford turns 37. Serena Vincent, 46. Ashton Kutcher turns 47. Steve Nash turns 51. Chris Rock turns 60. Garth Brooks, 63. And James Spader turned 65 today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, there's National Fettuccine Alfredo Day, Give Kids a Smile Day, National Send a Card to a Friend Day, National Wear Red Day, and Rose Day. Yeah, Rose Day. Just in case if you're looking for some oddities to cover, that is for sure. Anyways, let's talk about this one. Let's talk about, did you know, the phrase choose love will be stenciled in the back of one of the end zones at the Sunday Super Bowl game between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. An NFL spokesperson said, "Choose love is appropriate to use in the Super Bowl as our country has endured recent weeks of wildfires in Southern California, the terrorist attack here in New Orleans, the plane and helicopter crash near our nation's capital, and a plane crash in Philadelphia. The other end zone will have a message that says, it takes all of us. This will be the first time the words end racism are not used in the big game since 2021. This is according to what CNN had to say. So there you go. That's where the source came from. So information-wise. Anyways, let's talk about this. If you need, let's see. What do you need? If you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. At my house, the Super Bowl is like Thanksgiving, but with way better leftovers. If you need a phone starter for today, let's try one of those. What's the most annoying noise? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. 2% of people say that they'll never wash this. What is it? Their pillowcase. Yikes. That's scary. I remember I knew someone many, many years ago that they refused to wash their pillowcase because they liked how it smelt. Yep. Strange times, I guess, is what it ends up being. Anyways, about to go into the weekend for some people here. Also, I will tell you at the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, you're more than welcome to. If you don't, that's perfectly fine as well. You can hang out here on Safety FM with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. That's what I got for you. That's what I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed your week. Because, you know, it's always important when we get to this. And, you know, it's important your well-being. It's not something we address enough. Sometimes I feel that way. So there you go. That's going to sum it up. Thank you for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt there. If I can leave you with a deep thought for this weekend, let me give you this one. Nobody who ever gave his best regretted it. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
The message, I'm the present, you should know that. Take no L's, but I might just make you hold that. Made it up, a promise I would never go back. You should know that.
Yeah. Winning is my nature, grinding my behavior. Said I wouldn't make it, now they say congratulations. Winning is my nature, grinding my behavior. Said I wouldn't make it, now they say congratulations.
I got no cap, get the message, I'm the president, you should know that.